Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, the British really respect the Scots since the Scots gave them such hell getting conquered. I think it was like 600 years or something to finally really get them. It's the same thing with the folks in New Zealand who are more Polynesians than the folks that really got a really bad deal in Australia. But she's going back there. You were talking about your experience in New Zealand, David Knight, and how the Maori fought back, so they got a lot better deal. Again, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Stop acting like wimps, folks. The globalists will only gang rape you.
That's right. Yeah, everybody, in my experience when we went to New Zealand, was everybody loved the Maoris, loved the culture, embraced it, wanted to claim Maoris as ancestors. They gave the British colonists a very hard time. They took over their forts. They learned how to use their weapons against them. And even though they were cannibals, people, you know, still embraced them for that. And they did get a good deal from the relatively, you know, from most indigenous people, certainly compared to the Aborigines. I mean, they really got it bad from the initial colonization there in Australia.
Well, you know, that's the issue, is that the system doesn't want male power. Because in the old days, it was male power and a patriarchal evil system, but this is 1,000 times more evil, this technocrat system that is just anti-human. It's anti-human. We got just not black, white, not male, female. It's all a system. It all goes together.
Oh, yeah.
And it's true classical liberalism. And I think Alice Walker, not to be patronizing, but she's moving towards becoming a real liberal. And we all need to do that.
Yeah.
We need to realize the people that are the Democratic Party couldn't beat real liberalism of Thomas Jefferson and then the, you know, the true abolitionist and all the rest of it. So they just like the Democrats with the Klan, they couldn't beat it. So they joined it, but to only control it. Kind of like communists infiltrate to take over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Fidel Castro put in by the CIA. That's declassified.
And my experience in the South was to see these people go from burning crosses to banning crosses because it was in their interest to control people, to break people into groups. I mean, I've changed a lot in my life from my political positions because I've seen what happened.
So they've gone from burning crosses to banning you having a cross.
That's right.
To banning Christians.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen, not as somebody who ever wanted to do drugs, but I've seen what the war on drugs did. And it, you know, it's just got me so upset. I mean, 20 years ago, I could see what was happening with this. And I could see that the war on terror was just a doubling down on the same tactics to try to scare people about something. First, they were scaring them about drugs. Now they're scaring them about Muslims. And we're going to...
While funding the radical Muslims.
Exactly. While funding the drugs.
They're funding the dumbing down. War on illiteracy increases it. Exactly. War on drugs increases it. War on Al-Qaeda increases it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they create...
Fund the communists and then fight them.
They create this problem, get people scared, and then move in. We just had an article that we covered on the Nightly News last night about how they're going to churches and they've got a worship watch now, kind of like neighborhood watch.
The Stasi.
Because they want to scare people about...
No, they want you to know we're in your church.
Yeah.
Your preacher didn't join the clergy response team. We're watching you. Well, good. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and it's also there to breed fear. You know, so much of the stuff that we see on the local news is all about crime. And if they don't have enough crime in the local area, they'll pull in crime things from elsewhere. Now,
exactly.
We cover crime that's being committed from the standpoint of the police that are out of control because it is something that's being driven from the top down. It is a national problem. It's something that the federal government is setting up these different rules of engagement between the police and the public. So that's why we're covering it across the mid-spectrum. We're not trying to create fear. We need to get people to understand what really is a problem out there so they can address it. And we see that people are fearlessly standing up like they did in Bunkerville, like they did in Albuquerque, peacefully saying, we want you to stop this terrorizing on the streets.
Very well said. We're out of time. Folks, Lord willing, pray for us. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to thank David Knight for co-hosting today. We're going to retransmission now. He did the first 2 hours. I called in on a terrible cell phone talking about the Pope saying redistribute wealth. Oh, boy. So that's all coming up on the audio streams this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Hard to believe it's Friday, David.
Yeah.
And please support us. Spread the word. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. So many great items. So many essential items. Preparedness items. Seeds, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com. Great job to the crew. Nightly News Tonight 7.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This Friday, May 9th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be the host today. We have a very interesting show for you today. We're going to have a guest joining us later in the show, Alice Walker, the author of The Color Purple. Very fascinating woman. It's going to be an interesting discussion. We also have a lot of breaking news. We've got Mexican drug cartels are traveling to Minnesota where they're torturing competitors. We've also got the Pope calling for a redistribution of wealth. We've got an update on the Albuquerque police situation. We've got death squads, the CIA, and some information about a trade union house fire that was in Odessa in the Ukraine earlier this week. Maybe some evidence of the kind of CIA death squads that we've seen in the past, but it's an amazing pictures, amazing story of what happened there. But before we get to that, I want to talk about this FCC situation, the net neutrality, and the fact that they're now going to start regulating the flow of traffic. We've also seen that they're interested giving a lot of signs that they want to regulate content as well. And I think there's some interesting parallels between the FCC and other bureaucracies like the BLM. But before we get to that, there was a story that came out just yesterday. A lot of venture capitalists are pushing back against this whole idea of net neutrality, and it really reflects on the question of whether or not we're going to have a free market in America or whether or not we're going to have an oligarchy. And, of course, this question was addressed between Senator Bernie Sanders and Yellen. Let's take a look at this videotape here.
Are we still a capitalist democracy, or have we gone over into an oligarchic form of society in which incredible economic and political power now rests with the billionaire class?
So all of the statistics on inequality that you've cited are ones that greatly concern me. And I think for the same reason.
It concerns her. It concerns all of us. Now, that's Janet Yellen, the Fed chairman. Go ahead and take that down.
Determine the ability of
this is something that concerns not just Janet Yellen, as she says that it does concern her. I don't know if she's concerned about it at all. I think she really is fine with it. I think she realizes that we do have an oligarchy. I think we all realize that. It's about time we do. And, of course, that oligarchy is going to get even more entrenched with the kind of things that the FCC is doing. Now, it wasn't that long ago that Comcast announced that they wanted to swallow up Time Warner, and it looks like that'll probably go through. That's going to even cause even greater consolidation in media than we have now, which is now down to only about four or five companies. You're going to go down to maybe one or two companies eventually. But this is what the venture capitalists are saying. 50 high-profile venture capitalists met, and they said, if established companies are able to pay for better access speeds or lower latency, the Internet will no longer be a level playing field. And they were joined by a senior Republican commissioner and his Democratic colleague in calling for a delay of the vote to do this until May the 15th. Now, this is also being opposed not just by venture capitalists, but by the American Civil Liberties Union, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the Writers Guild of America East. They're saying Internet service providers should not be in the business of picking winners and losers online. But the proposal the FCC is currently considering gives ISPs the power to do exactly that. It's why it has to be abandoned. Now, in terms of history with this, it wasn't that long ago. It was just back at the end of April that the FCC shifted. They had been trying to entrench net neutrality. And there were some court cases that were taken to court by Verizon, for example, and they lost two court cases. But the interesting thing that happened, in my opinion, is that the court said to the FCC, you have authority to regulate this. So even though they slapped them down and said, we don't like your idea of net neutrality, we're going to give you the power to regulate this. Try again. In other words, you get the idea. Here's your power. Go back and do what we want you to do. And so then they did. After two times, they came back, and they basically are trying to get rid of net neutrality now. And there's a lot of parallels between what the FCC is doing and what we saw the BLM doing out in Nevada as well as elsewhere. You know, originally, the FCC was brought in just to allocate frequencies, so we didn't have people colliding with each other. In the same way, the BLM was originally brought into the kind of land dispute that's out there around the Bundy Ranch. They were originally brought in just to help people out to allocate resources between grazing rights. And now we see that that's changed. Gradually, what they start to do is they start to, these bureaucracies come in, and they move from a position of being a referee, move from a position of just allocating resources to actually looking at this as kind of their private property, their little fiefdom. And remember that they have, that's not an exaggeration to call it a fiefdom. They write laws. They have their own courts where, of course, you don't have a presumption of innocence, and usually it's run by their own commissars. And they have their ability to tax you. And they also now, in many cases, have their own little army. I don't know if we're going to see that with the FCC. If they start regulating Internet content, you may wind up having an FCC SWAT team to come in and shut you down. That's not a far-fetched idea. We've seen that happen with the Department of Education. A year before they actually did this to somebody, the Washington Post happened to notice in some of the federal requests that the Department of Education had put in a request for shotguns and body armor, and they said, why is the Department of Education equipping a SWAT team? And then about a year later, they raided a home where a woman had not paid her student loan fees, came in the dark of the night, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, drugged the family out on the lawn face down looking for this woman who had left her family as well. But they drugged the husband, drugged the kids out, loaded guns to their face, flat down on the ground. That's the Department of Education looking for their money. That's what happens to these bureaucracies. They come in to allocate resources, then they take over these resources as if they're theirs, and then they start doling them out to their political buddies, just like we saw in Nevada, just like they're shutting down ranchers so they can help solar power farms. These power brokers, literally political power brokers, but I guess in that case they really are literally power brokers, they're also now going to, if this goes through, they will shut down political speech. Because why? They see liberal talk radio and many other places. They see that as an endangered species, just like they're trying to use the idea that the tortoise is their basis for what they're doing out there in terms of shutting down ranchers. So they're going to protect the endangered tortoise, or they're going to protect the endangered liberal. But also look at the reflective instincts of these authoritarians. And of course, the BLM, when they came out there, the first thing they started doing was pointing loaded guns in people's faces, drawing lines, telling people you cross into this area, we'll take you down, and they did, violently. And they put up free speech areas, cordoned off free speech. One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. We've seen this happen in cities before, and it hasn't gotten all that much attention, but for the last two political cycles, at least the last two political elections, where they had the big political conventions in 8 and in 12, they move protesters way off site for both political parties, put them in many cases into cages. Those were the free speech areas. To see them do this out in the middle of the wilderness is even more absurd, even more like something out of a Kafka novel. But that's their heart. That's what these guys do. They metastasize, they take over, you give them a job to just allocate resources, and they want to take this all over. And we've seen this with the FCC and their content survey that just came out a couple of months ago. They are on a roll, and they've been given the authority by a court. Now, well, that makes us question as to whether or not the courts should be the ultimate authority, and that is something that we really need to step back and look at, the balance of power. The whole idea of judicial review, Marbury versus Madison. Earlier in the week, we had the Supreme Court say that local governments, they graciously allowed them to have a Christian prayer. Well, that's fine. I'm glad they made that decision. But really, that isn't their decision. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law. And that means that that's a restriction on the federal government to not abridge freedoms that we have, rights that we have, that are transcendent over anything that the government is handing out to us. But they want to make these into privileges. They want to regulate them and moderate them in a way that they turn them into privileges. They want to pretend that the Supreme Court can come in and modify the Constitution, can amend it with their decisions, a very dangerous idea. And we see now that this federal government, this, instead of being a divided government, the federal government has consolidated and is now doling out power amongst the different fiefdoms, the different bureaucracies, as to who's going to get which territory. A very, very dangerous idea. So, you know, when people look at this thing that happened in Nevada and they don't understand what's going on with the bureaucracies, they don't understand the authoritarian urges, they don't understand the metastasizing federal bureaucracy, that was the real danger. The real danger above and beyond the disputes, and there are real legitimate disputes as to where the power should lie between the states and the federal government, where these jurisdictions should lie, how these laws are being applied. But even the greater issue there is the civil rights issue, the free speech issue. Notice that they took that down right away, and that's what we have to worry about here with the FCC. But it also is part of the oligarchy. This is going to be used to shut down people who are rising up. That's why these venture capitalists are coming out against it. They see this is going to shut down new emerging businesses as they come out, very concerned about that. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about what the Pope is talking about, and that is redistributing wealth, coming up in the next segment. Stay with us.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a six-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN. It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I hurt myself today to see if I still.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour to talk to Alice Walker. Now, you don't want to miss this interview. It's going to be very interesting. She's, of course, the author of The Color Purple, a very famous movie by Steven Spielberg based on that book. She won a Pulitzer Prize for that. And, of course, she's done a lot of other things as well. She's an internationally celebrated author, poet, and activist. She's written 7 novels, 4 collections, short stories, 4 children's books. And Alex is going to be interviewing her in the third hour. Now, speaking of celebrities and Hollywood and Spielberg, there are massive protests that are swelling up at the Beverly Hills Hotel. We've got celebrities like Jay Leno and other people protesting this hotel. And this hotel is one of the most famous hotels in Beverly Hills. They say here in the article from the Wall Street Journal that Elizabeth Taylor stayed there for 6 of her 8 honeymoons. So it's now, it says, the unlikely epicenter of a protest against a new set of harsh laws enacted by the Islamic country of Brunei. And, of course, the hotel is part of a chain of hotels that are owned by the Sultan of Brunei. And Brunei has just gone to Sharia law. Very harsh penalties for women, very harsh penalties for many things, of course. In Sharia law, you get your hands cut off if you're a thief. You get stoned for adultery, for homosexuality. So they've got a lot of celebrities who are protesting that. So there's 20 events have been canceled at the Beverly Hills Hotel. They've lost about $2 million in revenue. But there's actually one celebrity that is just dying to get in, and we caught this live video of him.
I'm sorry, sir, but there are no rooms available.
Don't you think I realize what's going on here, miss? Who do you think I am, huh? Don't you think I know that if I was some hotshot from out of town that pulled inside here and you guys made a reservation mistake, I'd be the first one to get a room and I'd be upstairs relaxing right now. But I'm not some hotshot from out of town. I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's in town to do an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson that's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country. I was going to call the article, Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world, but now I think I might as well just call it, Michael Jackson can sit on top of the world just as long as he doesn't sit in the Beverly Palm Hotel because there's no
room
down there.
Excuse me, sir. It seems that we do have a last-minute cancellation. There is a room available. It's a suite, but I'll only charge you the single room rate.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got upset. It's probably from jet lag or something. I'm very tired.
I understand,
What's
sir.
The rate anyway?
That'll be $235 a night, sir.
That would be a steal, wouldn't it? It tells you a little bit of something about inflation. Since the mid-1980s, you could stay at a posh Beverly Hills hotel for a little over $200. Now you're starting to see Motel 6 approach those levels. I guess I should ask Janet Yellen about that, maybe along with the oligarchy question. Now, we also had John McCain in an article by Paul Joseph Watson saying that Americans should accept that their private conversations are being monitored. He says, yeah, that's just the way we live today. He says it's the world we're living in. You know, you don't like it, but you just live with it. Let's get this soundbite from John McCain.
I wanted to ask you about Donald Sterling. That obviously, sure. What he said.
Look, we can have a short. We can have a short conversation. Unacceptable, racist. I'm glad what they did. And I read that one of the really great guys I've ever known, Kevin Johnson, was one of the people who was integral in that. Unacceptable. I'm glad they did it. End of story.
But what about taping somebody in his own home?
Well,
using that.
It's the world we live in. It's the world we live in. You don't like it, but everything I say, I expect to be recorded. And that's just the way we live, Dan. I mean, it's something you've got to accept. I don't particularly like it.
Okay, so what Dan Sterling said was unacceptable. I agree. But, of course, you need to accept the police state. That's just the way it is. I mean, you know, why can't we just say, well, you know, hey, you know, racism, Dan Sterling's racism, that's just the way it is. Just accept it. It's the world that we live in. No, we don't accept that. We don't accept the police state either. This article is also up on InfoWars from RT. Anti-spying NSA bill wins its first round in U.S. Congress. They're not really going to stop anything with the NSA. What they're really doing, if you read the article, is instead of keeping the information with the government and having the government store it, they're going to outsource the tyranny to private contractors, as we've seen over and over again. They're not going to stop anything. They're just going to hand out the contracts to their crony capitalist friends. We've seen this going on for a long time with prison and with PRISM, and other, of course it is a prison. We are living in a panopticon prison. But we don't have to accept this. We should not accept this. It's coming up to the one-year anniversary of the Snowden leaks, and we must not get conditioned to accepting living in a police state. we shouldn't accept having somebody like John McCain as a senator either. Somebody who wants to get us involved in every single conflict in the globe while he spies on Americans at home. And we're going to be talking about what happened in Kiev, what the CIA is doing with death squads there when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Durga, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking a hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and speaking of enemies, foreign and domestic, we just had that clip just before the break of John McCain saying, hey, the world we live in is where the government listens to everything you say. I don't like it, but we just have to accept it. After he'd repeated several times that the comments that the pro basketball owner had put out there were unacceptable because they were racist. Well, he's right. They were unacceptable. But so is the idea that we're going to live in a police state. That is unacceptable. Now, it was just yesterday that Rand Paul was joined by Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they're trying to block the nomination of David Barron. Why? Because, well, to the Court of Appeals by the Obama administration. Why are they trying to block this guy from becoming an appeal court judge? Well, because this is a guy who wrote the legal arguments that they use to assassinate an American citizen abroad using drones. This is his reward from Obama. He gets to be put on the First Circuit Court of Appeals. but not if Rand Paul and Chuck Grassley have anything to say about it. Now, we don't want to see a judge who would write a legal opinion that would allow something like that, allow a president to kill an American citizen without due process using drones. But we haven't even seen the legal arguments that he used. That's the most amazing thing about this. These legal arguments are secret, just like the secret decisions of the FISA court. And I use the term court very loosely. There's no jury. There's no adversarial hearing. There's simply a guy coming from the government to a single judge and saying, this is what we'd like to do. The judge says yes or no, typically rubber stamps it. And they pretend that they are modifying the Constitution with these secret star chamber-like hearings without any adversarial information. We're never told what these decisions are, and yet they're creating a secret body of law, they believe, that gives them power to do things to us legitimately. And that's what we see happening with this guy, with David Barron. He writes at least one memo, perhaps nine more, maybe as many as 10, and they're trying to say, we're not going to allow him to become a judge on the Circuit Court of Appeals unless we can see his decisions. You've got senators who are trying to hold up his nomination just so we can see some information that ought to be public. It's an amazing situation that we're in America, where we have secret star chamber courts, and even senators don't get to see those decisions. Now, of course, the Obama administration said, I'll tell you what, we'll make a deal with you. We'll show it to you, senators, but we won't show it to the public. And Rand Paul says, no, the public needs to see these things. And he's absolutely right. We need to know what their legal arguments are for killing Americans without due process. And, of course, the other thing, we're talking about enemies, foreign and domestic. When we talk about John McCain, he's the guy who likes to get us in all these wars. They pushed and pushed to try to start a war in Syria. They were opposed by Putin. So now they're taking the struggle directly to him, and Putin is escalating this as well. Look at these headlines from the AP. Putin oversees Russian nuclear forces exercise. He's posturing with that. Putin to face Western leaders at D-Day anniversary. Major Moscow show explores Lenin and Stalin's personality cults. There you go. They're pulling this back. The beloved leaders, they're talking about this. So they're falling back into this Cold War pattern, very, very bad situation we see being put in here. But there's a story that Kurt Nimmo put up yesterday on InfoWars. Activists in eastern Ukraine sound the alarm on CIA-led death squads. He says the CIA has overturned political movements unacceptable to political and financial elite in the U.S. And, of course, that's happened many times in the past. He starts out recounting what happened in Afghanistan. This was reported in the Dallas Morning News in October 2002. They said CIA Special Ops Group was involved in Afghanistan prior to the invasion, establishing the elite Afghan paramilitary teams. And they said they don't play by the normal rules because they don't have to. Now, just this last weekend on Sunday, the German paper, The Bild, said that American agencies are advising the interim government in Kiev on how to stifle growing unrest in the country. In other words, they're sending over the FBI and the CIA to start counterintelligence operations to shut them down, just like they have done to so many groups in the past here. They take good groups and they corrupt them. They put in agent provocateurs. They've completely taken over some of the worst groups. Now you've got the Ku Klux Klan, for example, is just basically all FBI informants and a couple of guys living in their mom's basement. But this is what he says here. Considering the overall objective in Ukraine, speculation about what they're doing is missing the mark. He says, if the Kiev regime is going to prevent secession and mutiny within the important industrial and agricultural areas of the country, it will use heavy and a brutal hand that specializes in covert warfare, murder, and terrorism. The CIA was specifically designed to conduct unconventional war behind the scenes and, of course, to not play by the rules, as they said. So what does this look like? Well, also this weekend, we saw a bloody fire at the trade union's house. Now, it's difficult to know Who started what? This started out essentially, the story goes, it started out as a soccer riot, a hooligan riot. Then it spread to this trade union's house, and there's a fire on the lower floor. But if you look at the pictures that are up on this article, it's absolutely horrific. And they're saying that these people were throwing Molotov cocktails. You get a very different story from the Wall Street Journal, for example, of course, than you get from RT or from the Russian press. So it's difficult to know what's going on. But I tell you what, the people who died in there were the pro-Russian supporters. And the narrative that we're hearing from people like the Wall Street Journal, that they were throwing Molotov cocktails and they set themselves on fire, the room burned and they were all burned up, does not match the pictures. If you go down and look at these pictures, you'll see that in many cases, the rooms are not burnt. The bodies are not completely burnt. They're burnt from like the shoulders up. Very, very suspicious. You also see people on the floor shot in the head, blood spilling out from where they were shot. Again, bodies burned from the top up. We see a woman burned from the shoulders up, naked from the waist down, perhaps raped before she was killed. The buildings themselves not burned. You see a pregnant woman bent backwards over a desk, strangled from behind, and there was a phone call supposedly from her that she was calling out for help. This is why we don't want to see a revolution get violent. We want to see a massive change in our government. We have to take this back. We have to do it peacefully like the people at Bunkerville did. We have to do it peacefully like the people at the Albuquerque City Council did. We have to speak up. We can't stand down and let them do these things to us, but we do not want to see it get into this kind of a situation. We can see what these people are capable of, the CIA and others like that. And once war starts, there's going to be atrocities. And it underscores, when you look at these pictures and how horrific they are, it really just underscores what Stalin said. He said, one death is a tragedy, a million is a statistic. You know, when you look at 30, 40, 50 people who are murdered in this situation by terrorists, it's very moving, very disturbing. But we easily forget the people who are droned by our own president, who are droned by the CIA, who are killed at a distance, who are killed by the hundreds, by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, as we've seen in these wars that they constantly are pushing. And there's an article up on InfoWars today from Washington's blog, a really good article that debunks the economic myth of the broken window fallacy, saying that, you know, war is actually good for the economy. You've heard that. You've heard everybody saying, you know, well, it was World War II that saved America from the Depression. You know, well, we need to go back and we need to look at the roots of the Depression, the roots of the Depression and the Federal Reserve and the bankers and the fact that the bankers always are pushing for wars. But, of course, a broken window does not get you back to any improved, to fix that doesn't improve your standard of living. There are many ways to do it, and there's an excellent article here that takes that on, talks about the seen versus the unseen costs, about a man who, for example, wants to buy some shoes and a man who didn't do that because he's got to pay for his broken windows. Excellent graphic, excellent article, great way for you to spread the information to people, let them know that, you know, we don't want these wars. They don't really serve anybody's interests except the bankers who start them. They wind up financing both sides of this and making a killing, literally, not only physically but economically. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center has decided that they're going to come out against Common Core. And Alex Jones features pretty prominently in their criticism here. They're actually, they want to criticize Alex for saying that 2 plus 2 equals 5 is a control technique. Yeah, bring it on. But they actually include him and Fox News. They've got people that they call patriots. For them, you know, if you're called a patriot, that's a pejorative term. And they say these are just people, extremists, who want to get rid of government schools. But listen to this quote that they have in this article from The New American. He says, indeed, pro-public school educators from across the political spectrum have become some of the fiercest critics in the battle against Common Core. Now, this is a guy who is a Fordham University professor, Dr. Mark Nason. And he says, never have I found myself finding so much common ground with people who call themselves conservative and libertarians. We all agreed public schools are going to be ruined by this. He says, this really represents the worst fantasies of both the right and the left coming true. Big government and big corporations imposing this terrible, untested, expensive plan using intimidation and bullying. Yeah, that's basically what we're seeing pretty much in everything. Big government and big corporations coming together, intimidating and bullying. We see that whether it's the FCC, we see that whether it's the Bureau of Land Management trying to shut down farmers out west. But Obama says, don't worry about this. He says in an article here from Paul Joseph Watson today, Obama urges wrong-headed Americans to just trust the government more. He says, yes, Americans have been tricked by wily Republicans into thinking that their government hates them. He says, we've got to reprogram them so they will accept more federal spending and help Obama build beautiful piles of debt for our children payoff. That's a quote from Keith Coffler. So, yeah, they hate us for our freedoms. I think, you know, that's what everybody was saying about the Muslims. I don't think they hated us for our freedoms, but I think that the government does hate us for our freedoms. They're trying to do everything they can to take them away. And maybe one of the things that's going to come out of Common Core is maybe people will get over this left-right spectrum, and maybe they will come in and realize that this really is an alliance of big government and big business. It really is an oligarchy that is set out to shut down every activity that isn't and take away everything that any of us own so that just a few people own and control everything. Take a look at the story out of Michigan that came up yesterday. You've got Michigan now banning backyard chickens and small farms from having livestock. We've already seen them come after what they called feral pigs. Now, of course, they weren't feral pigs. They were free-range pigs that a farmer there, Mark Baker, had, and many other farmers. He kept them outside rather than having them locked up into a factory. And because they were outside, in the Michigan winter, he had a breed of pigs that had hair on them instead of the hairless pigs that you find in the factory farms. The factory farms didn't like that, so they came out and told all these farmers that they had to shut down their operations, forced some of them to shoot their pigs. He fought them for 3 years, and he needed to have support of people who were sending him money because they were threatening to put several $1,000 fines against anybody who bought one of his pigs. So he had to keep these pigs. He couldn't sell them. He couldn't get rid of them. But he eventually prevailed. And you know what they did? They didn't actually relax the rule for everybody else. They did the same thing for him that the TSA did for John Corbett, who challenged them. They said, all right, we'll give you a pass. So they gave Mark Baker a pass and said, we'll let you keep your pigs. They still left the rule in place. Just like they told John Corbett when he challenged the TSA, they said, we'll put you on a preferred flyers list and we won't hassle you anymore. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to shut people up. But now Michigan has gone even farther. And even a woman who has 80 acres, which most of us who live in the city would consider to be a lot of land, even she is told that she's going to have restrictions placed on what she can grow because they want to make sure that the food supply is controlled by the corporations. Now, we talked earlier this week, we talked about what was going on in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We talked about the long record that they've had there of shootings, of fatal shootings by the police. They have killed more people than the city of New York has. And New York, of course, has 16 times the number of people there. So on Monday, there was a very, and you can see the footage there if you're watching this on our live feed here. You can see the footage of the city council meeting. They actually took over the seats of the city council. They served an arrest warrant to the chief of police there because he's not doing anything about this. This all came to light nationally, of course, back in April when they had a video of a homeless man who was shot for camping. And as you can see from the video, the guy was absolutely no threat to them. If you shoot somebody that is not threatening you, it doesn't matter if you're wearing a police uniform or not. That's still murder. If you're not doing it to defend your life, if you're not doing it to protect someone else's life, that is murder. But they've changed the rules of engagement in New Mexico. They now have a shoot-first curriculum. And it's very disturbing to see this happen. So they took over the meeting. It was a very raucous meeting. What did the Albuquerque City Council do? Well, they didn't change anything about the police there. what they did was they created some new rules, and Paul Joseph Watson covered this yesterday to cover a meeting that was going to be held last night. They doubled down on it. They essentially did a Lindsey Graham where he says, you don't get a lawyer. Shut up. That's what they told the people in Albuquerque. Effectively, the city council increased security, made new rules, and told the people to shut up. They're not going to reform anything. And I want to show you a video report that we've got about this and about what happened in the intervening period of time. In just 5 weeks, they've had three more murders. And, of course, they've learned their lesson. They're not recording what they're doing anymore, even though there is a massive ethical scandal there about a former police chief who bought a $2 million contract with Taser. And now we see that the London police are talking about wearing body cameras as well for a 1 year trial period. It doesn't help if they don't have to turn it on. And we're going to show you after the break, we're going to show you this report. But now the London police are saying we wanted the police to wear body cameras. It's a great idea if they turn it on, but if they don't do it, it doesn't help anybody. And of course, in this shooting that they had in Albuquerque where they didn't have the body camera on, they could have started it and they could have exonerated themselves. They could have shown that the woman used pointed a gun at them if they wanted to, but they chose not to activate the 30-second buffer on their video camera, not to turn it on at all. We're going to have that report right after the break. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents. My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Federal agents, we are armed!
That's right. why things are getting increasingly violent here in America. And as we were just talking before the break about the situation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the video that outraged everyone when we saw this homeless man with his hands up, takes a small turn, and he's not threatening them in any way. He's not threatening anybody else. The police gun him down and then stick the dogs on him as he's dying. The dogs are chewing and biting his legs. Absolutely disgusting display of police brutality there. But what do they do when they've got a legitimate concern? We've got a case out of Miami. This is some footage we're going to roll here out of the CBS station in Miami. You've got a cop who is killed, and they start following this guy. And let's go to that report here and see what they do.
50-year-old Garcini Valdez. Both men were unarmed, trapped in the Volvo and going nowhere when police started shooting. Meanwhile, in the neighboring townhouses, more than a dozen families, including some 20 children, cowered in their homes.
Body armor and helmet.
Shots fired between 62 and 64 Street off of 26th Avenue.
The gunfire that police officers north of the car were dodging came from newly arriving officers south of the car. Bullets were sprayed everywhere. They hit the Volvo, other cars in the lot, fence posts, and neighboring businesses. They blasted holes in a townhouse. Anthony Vandiver lives in that townhouse.
Shooting just wild, man. Just shooting all over the place, man. You know, bullets could have came through the window. Anything could have happened, man. They wasn't thinking, man. They wasn't thinking at all.
We need to establish that perimeter. I have not verified if the subject is dead or not.
All right, let's pull that down because we're getting a lot of radio chatter there. Absolutely amazing what they did. 23 officers fired a total of 377 rounds. And as they pointed out, there were a lot of children in the area. There were a lot of buildings that were hit where innocent people were. This is a situation where these guys were not armed. There was one person with the guy who had shot the cop. They were not armed. They were not a threat to the police. It's one of the reasons why the police are supposed to arrest people. They could have had the wrong person. We saw this happen in L.A. They shot up the wrong car. They were looking for a black man in a pickup, and they shot up women, two white women in a van. I mean, it wasn't even close to matching the description. So are we going to allow police officers, when they feel threatened, when there's a cop that's been killed, are we going to give them carte blanche to just shoot everything in sight until they get somebody? This is what's really disturbing about this. Just like the situation that we saw in Albuquerque, here in Miami, they are shooting people that are not posing any threat to them or to the public at the time. If this guy is the guy who killed the cop, then he needs to be arrested and he needs to go through due process. The reason we have courts like that is so that you don't gun down innocent people in the streets. And they came very close to doing that. Now, there's also a case that came up yesterday, and this is happening everywhere, folks. This is in New York, and this is a young man, 20 years old, who is nearly beaten to death by the police there. Now, he was stopped and pulled over several times by the police there on Long Island in Nassau County, and he thought he was being harassed by the police, so he started filming them. That made the police very, very angry. And they threatened him, and they said, the next time you record me, I will use physical force to stop you. So what they did was they pulled him over again, harassing him, said, you've got a broken windshield, is why they said they pulled him over. They pull him over. They open the door, glove compartment. His paycheck starts to fly out. He goes to reach for it. Next thing he knows, he's kneed in the head. And they beat this guy nearly to death. They broke the bones in his face. But the irony of it is that he didn't record it on video, but a security camera caught it on video. We're going to follow that story as well as some other stuff. You can see that picture of him. Absolutely amazing. They tried to plant marijuana on him. They didn't even charge him for that. They just charged him for resisting arrest, I guess, with his face. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking the hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
The Marilou.